Sorry, yes.
Okay. Here, I just want to give a basic idea of our CPID solution. Next slide, please. So the objective of CPID solution is to address auto requirements and provide network information to P2P applications to achieve better peer selection. So we want to use less information exchanged between clients and auto server for the peer selection. And we also want to make it difficult to get the ISP or P2P privacy. That means two things. First, the ISP can monitor the matching behaviors of P2P applications. And also, P2P client is hard to get the full cost information of ISP's network. Next slide, please. Next. Okay. So the key points of CPID, we call it CPID, it's for cost PID. But it's a new type of PID. It specifies a network aggregation, represents a source or destination group. So each group or each network peers on the, every peer on the network aggregation has the same CPID. It also reflects the cost or weights between the peers implicitly. So we want to do the network map. Network map and path rating in CPID. So we dissolve the topology into CPID, use network map and the cost map to construct the CPIDs for peers. And when peers get their CPIDs, they simply calculate the source CPID and the destination CPID to get the cost between them. Such, for example, just multiply the two CPIDs. They are the two vectors. Next slide, please. So the architecture here is based on P4P or multi-solution. It can inherit the architecture and messages and other mechanisms defining the auto protocol. There are several steps if you want to use CPID. First, you get CPID when peer joins for the first time and store locally, or when a former CPID expires, or when triggered by other events. Getting a CPID can be done by P2P tracker or by P2P client itself. And after that, when in the P2P application, when a peer gets its candidate resource providers, it also gets the candidates together with their CPIDs. After that, peer do the peer selection according to the calculated cost using the source and destination CPIDs. We have two use cases. Next slide, please. So the first use case is that all the client embedded in P2P tracker. When your peer joins the P2P application, the P2P tracker gets the CPID for this client from the auto server and stores it locally for that yours. And when to request for a resource, for example, it joins a swarm and send the request to the P2P tracker. The P2P tracker will reply with in the original design, P2P application design, it will reply with the candidate's resource providers. But in our solution, the P2P tracker will do something different. Because the P2P tracker has the CPIDs for all the resource providers, it can calculate the cost between the request and the request providers locally and give the reply with a good peers to the requester. And after that, the requester connect to these good peers. Okay, next. The second use case is an auto client embedded in KTP client. When you have a P2P tracker, but the P2P tracker doesn't want to do many things, or you don't have a P2P tracker, you have a DHT or some unstructured P2P overlay. In that case, you can have the auto client embedded in P2P client. The process is that each peer gets its CPID from the auto server and stores it locally. And when it gets the resource providers from the P2P tracker or from the DHT or from the unstructured P2P OLS, it also gets the CPIDs of the resource providers. And after that, the client calculates the cost between it and the resource providers, use the CPIDs locally, and it can connect to the good peers after the calculation result. So, any comments?
Mark Stimmerling, what is the problem you're trying to solve?
We want to provide the peer selection turn to the first slide. Okay, the objective. This one. We want to make it difficult to get the ISP or P2P privacy and use less information exchange between clients and our server for peer selection.
But isn't this done already by the existing in our working group item draft already?
Sorry?
We have this already, isn't it? So the current proposal, to my understanding, has privacy built in, since you deliver a network map, which has, only prefixes inside, no detail, nothing, and so I don't see the point here.
So to your point, Martin, I think this goes back to what Enrico presented in the beginning. The issue here, if I understand correctly, is you do endpoint property, service. You say, I give me my coordinate or my bandwidth or my whatever. Each peer can do that independently, right? Now it's up to the client to decide if they want to exchange that with other clients. So that's how I understand.
Oh, if you use CPID solution, maybe we should need a little extension to the P2P protocol to exchange.
So you mean that the clients can by themselves decide whether they're going to upload that stuff to the server or host demand?
So when you were talking about bandwidth, there were some privacy issues raised, right? So can the ISP decide to send this bandwidth information to all the peers, et cetera, et cetera? So what I think this is trying to do for the specific case of CPID is forget about CPID. Let's suppose he's saying, give me my bandwidth. Give me how much bandwidth I have. You ask that the auto server. Provision bandwidth, of course. Okay. Now, when I peer with him through the peer-to-peer protocol, whether it's BitTorrent, Emule, or whatever, then I decide if I want to tell you my bandwidth.
And that's this. I'm not sure. But maybe we need to go back for it. So
I don't get it. So I don't. I think it's a different style.
Okay.
Nino from Huawei, just a reply to the first question. I think it's objective.
Is the mic work?
Okay. Okay. According to we have same objective of the current auto protocol, but I think the difference is in the auto requirement. It says that we must allow the different detailed information exchange between the auto server and the client. I think this one is another option that may let the if the auto server does not want review the the network map, the cost map to the client and the auto server can use this one. The CPID is implicit. I think basically it's a decomposition of the cost map. So they have more option to give the information to the out client.
So we now have like two interpretations of what this can be. This sounds more like the Oracle approach, what you say, that you combine the network map and the cost map to a single response. So probably that's something the author should clarify on the list, if it's either what Vena said or what you said the draft is.
Sorry, I did get you, but it's not same with the, you mean the Oracle solution? Just, I think Oracle solution is just to give the result, but this one, the CPID, is stored locally in the out client, and the client can decide. It's not Oracle.
It's an endpoint property.
Omer Revi, I have a question about an application. If I have more than one Alto server that I'm connected to, assuming one Alto server will give me information about specific ISP and another one about another ISP, how do the cost, how do I merge these two maps of that I get from Alto? Or alternatively, either an inter-domain Alto to Alto server protocol?
We don't need an auto server to auto server protocol. This is a basic idea. Inter ISP problems, we use a small map of the cost between ISPs. So each ISP assigns CPID for the clients in its own network and also gives a small map of the entire ISP cost to its client.
So I can assume that as an Alto client, that all Alto servers out there will give me the same exact information about the network map.
No, it's also my internet view. Not the same information. For example, ISPA will not give information to the client in ISPB, and maybe the small cost amount between ISPs assigned by ISPA and ISPB may be different. Thank you. And to the last one. All right. After next. Next one. Next. Next, right. Yes, the hell. Here, we give an example how to get your CPID. For example, the auto server or the ISP has the custom map uses a policy or network topology and it's a matrix. And with some method, you make a decomposition and you get two metrics, so that the CPID is the vectors located in these two matrices. For more detailed information, please refer to the draft because I'm not the main contributor of this solution. We have been doing some simulation on this solution, but I have not got the result, the simulation result. Yeah. If I got, I will send to the main discussion. Thank you.